Yeah, Mike, yeah, and thanks for inviting me on the show.
No problem.
Well, canoeing and kayaking, broadly the water sports that, you know, fundamentally get people out into the landscape to enjoy the outdoors. There's often a bit of confusion as to what the difference is between kayaking and canoeing. Broadly, canoes generally use a one-bladed paddle, while kayakers use a paddle with blades at each end of the shaft. Within that sort of loose definition, there's lots of different disciplines, which I'll probably have a bit of a chat about later, but the important thing to get home is that all paddle sports are fun to do, and the usual health benefits related to the exercise that you get, and it's just fun, you know, largely speaking. Can be very competitive if you want to take in that direction, you know, can be very demanding as well, but generally speaking, it's a fun water sport.
And generally speaking there, how hard is it? Because I've read a few bits and bobs on the internet, but I also did a bit of kayaking while I was about 11 years old now, so a good 10 years ago.
Yep.
Some people said it's kind of like riding a bike. Once you get the hang of it, it's relatively easy to do. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, easy to do. I guess it depends on your aptitude. You know, I mean, it's a long, long time since I learned to ride a bike, and it just came naturally to me to do that. But with paddle sports, you know, some people have an aptitude and take to it very quickly, and they can get on very quickly in the sport, you know, to quite a reasonable level. Other people like me, you know, they're a little bit slower to learn, maybe. They have to put in a little bit more time to get even the basics, you know. But the point is, you know, even putting that time in, as long as you do it with a good bunch of people like the Liverpool Canoe Club, which I'm a member of, it's fun. It's and it doesn't feel like it's difficult. You know, you're enjoying yourself and you're getting onto it. It's not a difficult sport to get into. You know, paddle sports. Fortunately for us, being Merseysiders, we're close to a wide variety of waters. There's the sea, there's lakes, there's canals, there's all sorts of things where you can practice these things. And again, at Liverpool Canoe Club, we've got access to a nice, warm, heated swimming pool where you can practice these things, Eskimo rolls that people call them. And the thing is, if you've got the aptitude, you can sort of race away and really take it to where you want it to go, or you can just chill out and enjoy a summer's day paddle. You know, it's not that difficult fundamentally.
So there's obviously some social elements there as well. So what different disciplines do you teach at the Liverpool Canoe Club?
Well, when you say teach, it's not necessarily probably the right word. We do have some probably the highest concentration of coaches in the region. They're a great gang of people, and they give the time very freely. And we do put on these sort of come and try it sessions. And we do have club paddles where the coaches will actually spend time teaching you how to do things, or maybe in the pool they'll teach you how to do things as well. But there's so many different disciplines in the sport, and I knew you'd ask me this question, so I made a list because I probably never remember the list, but I'll just run down briefly. There's white water, which is everybody knows about, and there's also touring and river running, which is a more gentle aspect of kayaking on moving water. There's marathon racing, freestyle canoeing, very, very showy sort of style of canoeing and kayaking. There's sea kayaking, which is the thing I'm mostly interested in. There's whitewater racing, there's surfing in a kayak or a surf ski, canoe sailing, open Canadian, canoe polo, play boating, flat water sprint, slalom. Oh, it just goes on and on and on. You know, there's kayak fishing. New one that's sort of coming into the fore now is stand-up paddling that a lot of people think is very cool and getting into. So there's lots and lots and lots of very broad range of things you can get into once you've embarked on paddle sports.
Which one would you say is the most popular then at the moment?
Well, it's difficult. I mean, if you take, we've got 500 plus members in the club, and it's probably difficult to actually sort of say, well, there's a peak of interest in this area or that area. You know, you know, 500 plus people, it's quite a broad, decent sample of people, that really. So, I look at sea kayaking as being you know, a really good, exciting growth sport. There's a lot of people enjoying that, but equally, you know, there's so much to go at in our area. Merseyside is so close to some really superb waters, you know, white water as well. So And of course, with the 2012 Olympics coming up, the image of the sport's being propelled more and more in the UK, and so things like sort of fitness paddling, you know, racing and slaloms, they're all sort of beginning to gain in more popularity. So I wouldn't pin it down just to one thing. You know, there's what's cool for one person is not necessarily cool for another. So, you know, there's just so much to go at.
And what the physical demands of canoeing? Obviously, you can push it as far as you want or as little as you want to some extent, but I guess you have to have a decent amount of upper body strength, I'd imagine.
Well, again, the answer to that one, unfortunately, is yes and no. You know, if you look at our club, Liverpool Canoe Club, there's all shapes and sizes there. You know, there's chubby people like me, and then there's sort of fast and fit racing snakes. We all sort of start to kayak or canoe at our own level, really. You know, if you want to push yourself, you can, and you gradually get fitter, obviously, because you're doing more and more of these sports out on the water. But equally, if you just want to chill out, have some gentle exercise, well, that's okay too. But there's some real hard cases in the sport. There's a woman called Freya Hoffmeister who last year paddled solo around Australia.
Wow.
Just imagine that, going all the way around the coast of Australia by yourself. And her next challenge is to paddle around South America. You know, there's lots of people even in our club. They did a 200-mile trip in Alaska last year, you know, among all the ice and the burrs and everything else. So if you want to push yourself and if you want to make it more physically demanding, well, there's plenty of opportunity to do that, you know. But you don't have to be super fit. You don't have to have a huge amount of body strength. But I guess the benefits of doing it is that you'll get better the more you do.
I guess it's about having fun as well as the exercise as well. How can people get involved at Liverpool Canoe Club then?
Well, that's a very easy one to answer. We've got a website, liverpoolcanoeclub.com, and if you want to get involved, well, just check out the website there. You'll find there's a couple of locked areas, but if you sign up for the club, it's free to join at that level. You can have a good poke around the website, see if you fancy doing anything. There's lots of information there. There's lots of examples of what you need to get started, etc. And if you want to take it any further and come paddling with us, then it's £10 to join the club, or £15 for a family, or if you're below 18, it's only a fiver. But you know, we get a lot of benefits for that. You get free coaching, and there's lots of sort of leadership awards that you can get involved with. You can get you know, different star systems to progress through the sport. But the club is, yeah, you mentioned before about the social aspect of it. They're a great bunch of people. You know, I joined fairly soon after they got started, just only a few years ago. It's a very young club. It's only recently started. When I say young, you know, it's there's a broad range of ages there. But it's easygoing. There's no sort of there's no edges. There's no cliques. Just a great bunch of people who share an interest in paddle sports. There's lots and lots of activity. The calendar's full. You know, you can, if you don't want to get involved totally right away, like I did, I just jumped in and got fully immersed. But if you want to take it gradually, you can come down to the club. We have we have the occasional come and try it session. We have once a month, we have a talk on a Monday night. Somebody will sort of pick out an aspect of paddle sport, and there might be a film, there might be videos. Or it might be a slideshow about, say, this trip to Alaska. There's all sorts of things going on that you can make a start. And you know, just check out the website, liverpoolcanoeclub.com, and you're away. Just make a start on there.
And because of your growing membership, you mentioned earlier the 500 plus members. You need as many canoes as possible, don't you?
Yeah, we've only recently started, but we've managed to pull together, quite a broad range of boats and different paddling kit. We've got paddles and buoyancy aids and things like that free to use to people who join the club. But we can't cater all the time for everybody, every shape and size. So, you know, we're always on the lookout for equipment. And in fact, there's an appeal running at the moment in the club. Again, you'll see that if you have a poke around on the club website. We're always looking for unloved boats. You know, occasionally people try this sport. They go out and buy all sorts of kits, and then, you know, time and jobs creep in and take over, and they find that they can't get out as often as they wanted to. So sometimes these boats just end up unloved in a garage somewhere. Well, if you want to start somebody else's paddling career off, then we'd like to hear from you. We'd like your paddling kit. We'd like your old boat. Just have a look on the website, the kind of thing that we're after. But we'd certainly put them to good use. They'd go to a good home.
Pete, thanks for joining me today. A lot of useful information there about Liverpool Canoe Club, and also how to get involved with canoeing, which seems to be a very interesting sport, and not just for the fitness, for the social aspect as well. Thanks.
Yeah, it's good. And you mentioned yourself, Mike, that you used to do a bit. Well, I think it's time you got out the old gear again. And
time to dig out the equipment.
Join us sometime.
Yeah, I might do that soon. Thanks, Pete, anyway.
Yeah, look forward to that. Okay, Mike, cheers.